Dr. Kerry Vanson. Appreciate first you guys being here. I know to get a fair hearing and stuff. I haven't ever met any of you. We moved here to be permanent residents in 2012. So I do appreciate you having a hearing and y'all taking the time. It's not like you're going to get rich rewards for coming and listening to everything. And property stuff can sure get hotter than anything else going on, that's for sure. So I appreciate you. I live in a home just to the north. There's a small...
You don't mind, I'll show you.
Sure.
I live in this home right here. And we also share a lot with the neighbor here, this lot, and a big chunk of that lot's taken up by the easement for the street that's coming right through. And the concerns to try and not go along, one is they're talking about, it's a very narrow road. I have a boat, and I have to get along real well with the neighbors to take my boat in and out and turn around and get it through. It's a slow, difficult process. And slows me down a lot of times even trying to get in and out. Up the, and it's close. Where it's at, our same concern for noise is there. Up the hill on Beeler, if you come on up where it corners to come down, there is a nightly rental that was allowed there, or at least they're using it.
Yes, right there.
And we've already had nuisance and noise from them. People, we got to look at the lake, our backside's all glass, and then we've had a number of families staying there or groups staying there just show up in our backyard, even from Beeler. And security has been a real concern for us. I mean, we have an alarm system, but still, I'm not always home until at reasonable times. And my wife's there alone a lot, and I feel for the lady from the other place that mentioned security. That is a very narrow place, very hard to get in and out of. It's actually just to get the access there as they come around, that's real steep and difficult to come in and out of. I had to buy a four-wheel just to get out of my own garage and go up the hill with it. And if it's not out of order, this is, I think my wife wants to make a comment here, would that be okay without being...
Did you sign up?
Yeah,
that's fine.
I'm Diana Vance.
Sure.
This is my husband. I live at 314 Easy Street. And I have several concerns. For one, the narrow road and the community repair HOAs and they on that side upkeep that road. Since we've lived there and we bought our home in 2012 from other nightly rentals or people that aren't from the community, and we do keep an eye on each other and protect each other, but I've had... two or three different times, a couple of drunk men come knock on, you know, get all that, knock on my door because they need help or they need, you know, directions. I've had people that are stranded. I'm all about helping people, but again, it's the same thing. We are the same thing. Probably we are your older community. We look out for each other, and it's quite discerning that, you know, you're home alone. You have whatever, we have husbands that work or in all hours of the day and night, and you don't know what you're going to come home to, for one. As I said, the other thing, where we live, coming down that hill, when the people were, again, you weren't aware of your neighbors, and it's not people that we do know that have been in the community for years. It's like a 180, all right, when it comes into, they don't recognize that maybe 20 miles an hour is maximum taking that turn. There have been people that have missed that and landed on, like, by the tree in the things. I'm just bringing up things that I've already witnessed and been through, and I don't want it added to that. We pay our taxes, and I've already had troubles before then with that.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for a brief interruption. Just to add a little bit more. When the school bus comes down, you have to stop cold. You can't drive. It is single lane. Any kind of UPS is very difficult for them turning around to come in and out of it. That's actually, all that traffic's coming actually right almost in my garage when it comes by. Can't see it real clearly there, but you can see my garage is almost on the easement. It's marked right there. Just to walk in my garage, you can almost get hit by somebody coming around the corner there. And to have people that don't respect and drive slow is a real safety issue for us as well as the security. It's very disconcerting when people just think it's a park and come walking right through that aren't your neighbors in any way, or go down to your dock that coming down from the other rental that's up the hill already with it, and strangers showing up and what are you doing down here on our dock and in the back place. So, any other questions I could answer living there?
I don't think so. Thank you.
Appreciate your time. Appreciate your guys' efforts.
We have anyone else?
Hello. My name is Basil Broman. I live at 204 Easy Street. I'm just the house north of where Kevin's is. And I think you pretty much heard everything that I would have to say about it. Narrow roads, a community well, residential. You know, I've lived there 33 years, and we haven't had anything like this to deal with in the past. And I think my biggest concern is, and I know, he just wants to have a few people occasionally stay, but my feeling is this would open the door for future permits, future changes that would allow others to do it. And I just don't want to see our residential area turned into a nightly rental area. So I think that covers it.
All right. Appreciate it. Okay, thank you. Got one or two more?
Yes, my name is Brian Bauer. I live at 299 Easy Street. I live directly across the street. My mother has actually owned that property for 20 years. And I have inherited it within the last past 2 years. As we've discussed earlier, and other issues of the streets being narrow, that street actually used to only be 8 foot wide, and it is very dangerous through there. We have handicapped people on the street. My wife's type 1 diabetic. We have an oak bus that comes in every day, morning, night. A lot of respect. Everybody on that street, I can go down, shake hands. I know everybody on a first name basis. I'm sure these are nice people, seem to be nice people, but we've had the past in the same housing where they've had parties or whatever, and more people there than parking is available. Well, and they come out of there and they're up in my yard. And if you notice, if you highlight, if you bring up the street view, you see the rocks, barriers. Now I've come in and I've put in my own work, labor, rental of equipment, my own time to widen the street. And I've widened it as much as possible, you know, because, I mean, it was all the way up in my yard, closed in my culvert, and when something goes wrong with the street, that's not county. County does not take care of that. We take care of ourselves. When it snows, we all get together with salt shakers on that coming in. I mean, it's the way it is. We scoop shovel it, we broom it, and we rake it. We take care of the road. Anybody on the street, if they need to bring a boat in, they usually pull up in my driveway to back it down to back down here to the ramp. It's not maintained. It doesn't have a gravel drive. I just think the biggest situation I would have is the emergency situations. Because there's no parking. Actually, that residence has two parking spaces on it. There's nowhere, even up the street, to park. All the way from when you come around the curve on Beeler Road, it's pretty tight. You know, you meet a car, you're all the way over and to a stop. You know, and everybody kind of has, kind of gives appreciation to everybody. You know, I mean, we all know what it's like. I feel with people, nightly rentals, I have a big problem with that. And that's kind of where I'm at.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
Sir?
You get both Walters here.
All right. And your name again is?
My name's Eric Walters.
I'm Judy Walters.
Okay.
We're Caddy Corner. We can see in the corner of across the street and from the corner there. We, yep, you got it right there. That's us. So our concern is there's only 8 houses on this road in our neighborhood. From one end to the other, there's only 8. And we moved in 2012 as well. And so, you know, several people in the neighborhood live here many, many years. We're all residents. We all live here full time. And we don't want to change the nature of the neighborhood. And basically, by putting in what would, in essence, be a commercial-type operation with traffic coming in and out. And I understand completely their want, their desire to, you know, use that as a place to retire, because it's an awesome place to retire. And the reason it's an awesome place to retire is because it's quiet, it's peaceful, you know, everybody gets along, that kind of thing. We know each other, we can trust each other. And the issue would be with different people coming in, particularly from a location out of state, the people that would come in, even though you might, you know, try really hard to bring in some good folks that would show respect for the neighborhood and the property, you know, maybe that doesn't happen. And you can't control it, particularly when you live in another state and you're not local and you can't see what's going on. So that's all I wanted to say.
I just wanted to thank all of our neighbors to come. Here's the neighborhood right here. And I think that does show the character of our neighborhood, that we're all here because we care about each other. We know each other. They know we have a special needs son. He goes every day, 5 days a week, to Developmental Connections. He gets picked up by the Oates bus. Even the Oates bus knows how narrow that road is. In fact, when I travel to go out in the morning and she comes in, she pulls over, not on Easy Street. She waits until I'm up and I'm out before she drives in. And where she turns around is down by Kevin's house. There's a cul-de-sac down there, and she turns around, she comes back. We've cleared trees and trimmed up branches so the Oates bus can come down. We've gotten shovels and gravel and filled in holes. I mean, this is how we take care of each other. We do that. There's going to be extra wear and tear with a nightly rental. And like my husband said, these seem like really good folks, but it's something that I think would be very difficult to control if you're out of state, who comes in, who comes out. Sound carries down there, too, because we're right on the lake. We live across from Sycamore Creek Ranch, and that's a neat-looking place there, but we can hear even conversations that they have across the holler and across the lake. So that's another thing, you know, that concerns us as well. And this is a neighborhood we moved to after having lived all over the country. My husband served in the Coast Guard for 20 years. I grew up in this area. After having lived all these places all over the country, I wanted to come back here. And I had worked in Branson as a teenager, driving up 76th Strip. You know, I know this neighborhood. I know this area. But, you know, there's lots of commercialism in Branson, and that's good. But we didn't want to live where it's commercial. We wanted to live in a nice, quiet little place called Easy Street. And so that's why we're there.
Thank you. Kat?
Hi, my name's Kathleen Huffman, and I live at 180 Easy Street. Sorry, I'm nervous talking in front of people. I just wanted to say that basically, like everybody else is saying, we just all know each other. We're like a family down there. We watch out for each other, and my fiancé, Kevin, works night shifts, and he doesn't come home until 3 o'clock in the morning, so I'm at home by myself, and I like to be outside in my yard doing my plants with my dogs, taking care of things, and not having to worry about all this traffic that we have, people from the nightly rental up on Beeler come walking down our roads, walking through our yards, you know, like just like they own the place or whatever. And I just don't want anybody in the neighborhood who's not going to be there all the time and making me feel unsafe and uncomfortable in my own neighborhood that I like to walk up and down the road with my dogs and just be out in my yard by myself and not having anybody home until 3 o'clock in the morning, but just myself and my dogs to take care of. So, and that's just it. I just don't want it in there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
I think that's everyone, correct? Do you want to come back up?